Coming up, we'll have a story of a man fleeing West Africa and finding a new home in Massachusetts. But this week, more reminders of the reasons to flee conflict zones in Africa. On Monday, a car bomb detonated during rush hour, killing at least 75 people in the capital of Abuja, Nigeria. Nigerian President Goodluck Jonathan blamed the attack on Boko Haram, the Nigerian-based Islamist terrorist group. And the organization was also likely behind the abduction of more than 100 girls from a secondary school in northeast Nigeria late on Monday night. We're joined now by John Campbell, former U.S. ambassador to Nigeria, who's now a senior fellow at the Council on Foreign Relations. John joins us from Washington. Ambassador, thanks for being with us.
Thank you. It's good to be with you.
What do you think these attacks say about the overall aims of Boko Haram? Has anything changed here, or is it just business, grisly business as usual?
It's certainly grisly business as usual, but there's a lot more business. Boko Haram all along has been hostile to Western education. Boko Haram all along has said that its goal is to destroy the secular Nigerian state, which it sees essentially as a font of corruption, and to replace it with a pure Islamic state. The attack in Abuja, on Abuja, the federal capital. Hence, the attempt to essentially destroy the secular school system in northern Nigeria.
One of the issues here, and I'm wondering how it relates, is the surprising change in the U.S. regarding our energy independence and less reliance on oil from the Middle East and potentially Nigeria. Has that changed the game in terms of the likelihood of U.S. Help in matters like fighting off of Boko Haram, or has that really had no impact here?
I don't think it's had much of an impact. The United States has long had an important strategic relationship with Nigeria. Up until fairly recently, Nigeria played an extremely positive role in conflict resolution in West Africa. Alas, that role is now much reduced because Nigeria can no longer provide peacekeepers for various international peacekeeping missions because of the insurrection that we call Boko Haram.
Is there a policy implication here for the U.S.? Is there something that you, as a former U.S. ambassador to Nigeria, wish the Obama administration would be doing to try to deal with this insurgency?
Basically, the Nigerian government has been pursuing a counter-terrorism strategy in northern Nigeria. And that strategy has been extremely rough. In fact, a variety of quite credible, both Nigerian and international human rights organizations have shown a widespread use of extrajudicial killing by the Nigerian security forces in the north. And what I'm afraid that does is it drives people towards Boko Haram rather than away from it. What I would hope the Obama administration would be doing is to be pushing the Abuja government to pursue not a counterterrorism strategy, but rather a counterinsurgency strategy. That is to say, a strategy that attempts to win, in President Lyndon Johnson's words, the hearts and minds of people in northern Nigeria and to peel away the support or, more generally, acquiescence that Boko Haram appears to have.
So what is seen as appropriate by the administration in Yemen and Pakistan with the Taliban is not appropriate, in your view, in Nigeria, before we go.
It is not appropriate in Nigeria, no. Basic to Boko Haram is a pervasive sense in the north of isolation, of marginalization, and of impoverishment, and of a general alienation from the government in Abuja.
Reacting to the violence this week in Nigeria, John Campbell's former U.S. ambassador to Nigeria, now a senior fellow at the Council on Foreign Relations. Ambassador, thanks so much.
Thank you so much.
The There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.